is arthritis. We talked about that a little bit earlier. Remember the chicken cartilage or the Knox gelatin? 85% of all arthritis is caused by osteoporosis of the joint ends of the bones. You're talking about degenerative arthritis, osteoarthritis, sciatica, lumbago, rheumatism, all those sorts of things. They're caused by osteoporosis of the joint ends of the bones. I want you to think about something for a minute. If you don't take a pain reliever or an anti-inflammatory for that arthritis, let's say you get arthritis of the hips, you're going to kind of favor that a little bit, aren't you? You're going to get a cane or a walker or crutches. You're going to favor it, and so you don't put any weight on it. I want you to think about that for just a second, because then I want you to think about driving your tractor in a field or you're driving a Mercedes down the highway, either one, doesn't matter, whichever you love more. And let's say you didn't put the nut on that oil pan real tight and all the oil drained out. And that light on the dashboard comes on and says, I'm getting hot, you better give me some oil. That light irritates you. So you stop, you open up the hood, you get your clippers out, you know, your fence clippers, and you clip the wire to that light and you close the hood and you just keep driving. Would you do that to your tractor or your Mercedes? No, you wouldn't. But we take those pain relievers for arthritis and we go out there and square dance and do the Texas two-step and do our five-mile walks and our aerobics. That pill works real good, Doc, because it killed my pain. And you're just wearing that thing off faster and faster. Then your doctor's really going to get rich because you need joint replacement surgery. Then there's hypertension. This is one of my favorites, so I'll put a star over here. Hypertension is high blood pressure. What's the first nutritional thing that a doctor will tell you to give up nutritionally when you get high blood pressure? Give up salt. Everybody knows that one. That's been ingrained in our head. Well, they must think we're dumber than cows, because what's the first thing you put out for your livestock and it's about that big? A salt block. No farmer is going to be economically viable if you don't put a salt block out for your livestock. They're going to die. Your veterinary bills are going to go crazy. But we're supposed to believe that we don't need salt. You can get everything you need out of your lettuce and your whole wheat bread and stuff like that. Well, don't believe that one either. If you believe that, I got some more oceanfront property in Montana for you. Remember, those long-lived people put a big chunk of rock salt the size of a big black Concord grape in every cup of tea, and they drink about 40 cups of tea a day because they live at high altitudes where it's very dry. They have to keep hydrated. And they put butter in their tea. They put two pats of butter and a chunk of rock salt. They don't put the pink stuff or the blue stuff or skim milk or, what does he call it, Cremora or whatever it is. Okay? Guess what? The doctors who live to be 58 tell you no salt, no butter. And the people who live to be 120, they put in butter and salt. So you got to make some choices. Well, they took $30 million of your tax money, and 2 years ago, after a 20-year study, they came out and said that they took 5,000 people with high blood pressure, they took them off their medication, and put them on a reduced salt diet, a restricted salt diet, and they all died. No big surprise, but somebody got a PhD degree, and everybody was happy, right? But when they looked at this results, they said that, oh, only 99.7% of the people didn't get any results from that before they died. 0.3% did get some result, dropped their blood pressure 1 point before they died by restricting their salt. So the referees who judged that article said, oh, doesn't matter. You might as well let high blood pressure patients eat salted peanuts and dill pickles and salt their food to taste, because it doesn't matter. In fact, worrying about the salt is more stress than taking the salt. Then they had a control group with 5,000 people with high blood pressure, and they doubled their RDA of calcium, and they stopped the experiment in 6 weeks. Because 85% of them were cured of their high blood pressure just by doubling their calcium intake. Now, they didn't cold turkey stop their high blood pressure medication, but what they did was they went to the doctor and he says, you don't need this medication anymore. What are you doing? I said, well, I'm on this experiment where I double my calcium intake. Anybody get a recall notice from your doctor saying it's okay to salt your food to taste and please do double your calcium intake? Anybody get that? Not a single one. That's very interesting.